everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Common Ground Podcast.
It's been a while.
But to make up for it, we have a special edition this week. We are all currently on vacation in Utah doing a snowboarding trip. So we'll be giving you guys a podcast daily, a shortened version, but a podcast daily. So I'm Thomas.
I don't know if we can make any promises. I'm Kelly.
I'm ready. I'm made it. Now we're committing to it.
We promised that we get together once every week, and that's not happening.
Anyways, so today's topic I want to talk about, it's been a kind of a popular thing over the last, or I guess popular, it's been a big thing over the last week. There was a Fortnite streamer that was...
We probably should have known that, learned his name.
It's like Deadmoth or something.
Mr. Deadmoth.
Yeah, that's probably good. He was streaming on Fortnite, and he kind of got into a confrontation with his wife.
And then he slapped her.
Yeah. Well,
on the stream.
While streaming. It was a domestic abuse case. Yes, in front of his kids. Yeah, that's like the worst description.
It's not
of
viewable
yeah.
though. It's
yeah.
an audio for the most part. He steps away from the chair to do some slapping.
Anyway, so a lot of people are just immediately jumping to, you know, this guy's a domestic abuser. He's, you know, worst kind of scum in the world, doing it in front of his kids.
Yeah,
and so what I'm interested in talking about is that what a lot of people tend to miss, and some people get it, some people don't, is that, you know, for the first, we don't know how long this was going on for, but for like the first at least a minute of the video that I saw, you see that he's constantly trying to tell her to stop. She's throwing shit at him from what you can see. It's like cardboard box. Yeah. Nothing super threatening per se, but you know, throwing shit nonetheless, yelling at him. I think the reason why is because he was supposed to come down for dinner and he said he wanted to finish the game. So anyway, so for at least a minute, you know, he's sitting there saying, you know, stop that, stop, like fuck off basically. And then
he gets out of the camera angle.
And then you hear a slapping noise. Yeah,
and
pretty
then you
bad.
Hear crying.
Yeah, then there's a lot of crying. You hear like a daughter crying, which is just horrible. You know, just the idea that this is happening in front of a child. So to me, just getting this out of the way, definitely, you know, no matter what, not a good response. Hitting, you know, anyone.
This is where we lose our viewership.
this is going to go downhill.
So definitely not an excuse. Absolutely should have been arrested. And, you know, domestic violence, no question. My question for you guys is, do you think that the wife had any fault in this at all? Do you think...
Not charged. She shouldn't be arrested.
Who should be arrested?
I think both, personally.
No way she should be arrested.
Why?
She threw a cardboard box.
That doesn't matter.
It's still
abusive behavior.
Proportionally, if a child hit me, I'm going to proportionally respond. Not, hey, bitch,
But let's ignore the because again, I agree. The proportion was not appropriate. Absolutely, no question. But in a vacuum, if he just sat there and you know didn't retaliate, and she was throwing shit at him, she tried breaking his stuff.
When
did she try breaking his stuff?
You can see that he goes, that she, you can saw that in the video, you see the stuff is moving around and you say, he's like, don't touch my stuff. Oh, you know? So, but again, if this was happening, just imagine any scenario where like, for example, you're sitting there on the computer, I'm just throwing shit at you and I'm trying to break your computer. How would you respond?
I leave. I don't slap you. I don't break.
Now, this is happening for years and years and years. Let's just say. We don't know. But I'm just giving it. I'm not attributing. I'm just giving an example. I don't know whether that's the case or not. Let's say it is happening for a while.
You say it is. You just did say it is happening for a while.
No, I said, now imagine.
All right.
So.
If she was.
So you're saying that it's a.
Leave the relationship. If you respond proportionally to what's being hit to you. If you get hit. I understand, right? Mm-hmm. I would be like, okay, I understand why he pushed her or shoved her. And even then, I wouldn't be thinking the response is, I'm going to slap her or punch her.
I'm not saying that the response was accurate. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm not justifying.
So what are you trying to say?
What I'm trying to say is that I think it's abusive behavior.
Yeah, it is abusive behavior.
Exactly.
I wouldn't say abusive behavior, but definitely a toxic relationship.
I think it's abusive behavior. I think, now again, I know it's cardboard box, so it's obviously not a threatening thing, but now imagine she's throwing something that actually is hurt.
But that's not what she threw. If she threw a knife, yes, respond differently. You're going to punch that bitch and get the fuck out of there.
You're right.
But she threw a cardboard box. Proportionality. Mm-hmm. It's not equal him slapping. He should get away.
But you would still say it's domestic. It's abusive behavior. Regardless,
it's abusive, it's a toxic relationship, abusive behavior. Yeah, sure, but it does not. It is abusive behavior or poor relationship, poor management.
Absolutely.
Skills. But then there's a difference between that and domestic abuse. This is domestic abuse on his side.
Yeah, it's domestic abuse on his side.
So why do you want to arrest the girl? For what?
Well, because I think it's not proportionally, but I still think it's domestic abuse also from her.
So why, what are you arresting the girl under?
Domestic abuse as well.
Why are they equal?
They're not equal. I would say that if I gave her, if I was to give the guy 10 years, I would give her like 60 days. But the point is that she should deserve something.
That's how I know what it is? Yeah. You got here, you have a zero tolerance policy. If like two people fight, but the one kid... I think because the woman was part of it, I think you're trying to... there's like...
Speak up, Sean. Don't act like you're still asleep.
There has to be like a 1%. You're saying that there has to be some percentage that she is at fault because she's a contributory factor.
I think what's annoying is people are trying to remove all responsibility off of her.
No, she probably should definitely have left earlier and everything. But then here's the thing. This is the way I think about it. I understand that she probably should have left or just left the room. 100%. I think that should have been the big goal.
Right.
Fuck that noise. Leave the room. Get out of there. Does not warrant you getting hit.
Yeah.
Cardboard throwing does not warrant getting hit. And she got slapped. And then from what we can tell from that video is that he went out there and then either hit her again.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Did you watch the video? Sean, did you see second hit? Remember we were watching it.
I don't think I heard a second hit.
There's a second hit. There's another part where he goes back down, sits down, and he says the same thing. He's like, "You should have just let me finish," or "Let me finish. I'm gonna be done soon."
Yeah.
And then he gets up again and goes over there and hits her again. Like, we can pull it up and play it.
I mean, we're not gonna pull it up in the middle of the stream.
But that's the thing.
I don't remember. From what I remember, I know that he gets off camera a couple of times because she's trying to break his shit. You see that she's trying to go for it. I don't know if I hear another hit. It's very possible. It could just be him hitting the desk. Right, the slap is very distinctive. Like, there's no question that he slaps her. Right, but other noises are, you know, sounds more like just like scuffling of stuff to me.
Sounds scuffling of her.
That's what you think.
Yeah. And both could be very much likely, right?
True. So, but you're attributing something to him that you don't even know.
Okay, I heard a slap. You know, he was just slapping a couch cushion.
That doesn't even sound. Yeah, that doesn't sound like
he was slapping a brisket.
It does not sound the same sound.
He went off camera and slapped the brisket.
Doesn't make it the same sound. Nope.
No, really? Slapping a brisket versus slapping a person? Same sound.
I don't think it would be the same sound.
Both are meat.
So
what are you trying to say?
She's asking us if she's at least at 1%.
Yeah, she is at fault too. She's definitely did not de-escalate. I would say she did not de-escalate it. But guess who's going to jail?
Absolutely. Him. I'm not questioning
I don't think she should be going to jail.
You're acting as if I'm defending him. I'm not.
No,
I'm not
defending him. But you want her to go to jail, too.
I think she should be at least get some kind of punishment. Something. It doesn't even have to be jail time. Could be fine. Could be something. Get her child taken away from her because she's obviously a bad mother.
But the dad's obviously a bad father.
Absolutely. Stop trying
to... But where does the kid go?
Foster home, maybe. But again, you can't...
He's only asking about one specific narrow thing.
Yeah,
it's not.
He's asking you one niche.
You're constantly trying to put it in proportion to the guy, which is, I think, wrong. I think that both people can be at fault. Is it equal? Absolutely not. No question.
So answer his niche narrow question.
What is your niche narrow question to
me? Do you think the woman deserves some kind of punishment by law?
No.
Not at all.
I don't like the way you phrased it. I thought the original question, is she at least some percent at fault?
She's some percent at fault.
Yes.
Fine. But you don't think she deserves any punishment whatsoever?
By law? No. What law did she break?
Can she just get
domestic abuse.
But that's the thing. I don't think throwing a cardboard box at someone is considered domestic abuse. I see you're rolling your eyes.
I think imagine the other way around. A girl streamer and then let's say her father comes in and is throwing shit at her. Do you think they would try child services?
If I threw a piece of candy like a Hershey's at her face, is that domestic abuse? Apparently. And she doesn't want it. She didn't want the Snickers.
I think the general rule of thumb is if you're throwing something at someone,
even a small piece of candy,
domestic abuse.
Yeah.
So Tom,
domestic abuse doesn't have to be violence. It has to be just you're abusing the person in a domestic setting.
It sounds like. If I color one piece,
there's a question
sand
between
green,
domestic abuse and domestic
the whole
violence.
Beach green,
huh?
If I feel like what you're saying is like, if I color one piece of sand on a beach green, all of a sudden you could say, well, the beach is partly green.
And it's not, well, there's one piece of green
sand. You're not wrong.
You have some percentage. Definitely not proportionality.
I think there's a difference between domestic abuse and domestic violence. What he committed was domestic violence. I'd say she committed domestic abuse. Regardless, both are bad. But not proportionally. Not equal.
I'm not saying it's equal, but you're saying, I feel like you're putting the word abuse on some stuff. Again, that...
Again,
that,
if you... What should if her you reverse the, if you reverse... I don't... Something... I don't know. Fine. Community service. Her child should not be with that woman because she's obviously not a...
Whoa. I threw a piece of candy at Sean and my kids get taken away? Or something?
Tom, what if I do like... what if I do one of these... This is like punches away.
Kids taking away.
There has to be an intent of abusing the person. You can't just say if I like threw a piece of candy, accidentally hit you in the face, all of a sudden it's
domestic. If I threw a piece of candy at you, I wanted to maliciously. Hit you. Maliciously. My malicious intent.
Yeah,
was
then
to
I would say
you.
You're abusing me at that point. Yes, absolutely.
I feel like it has to have some like long term.
That's very much getting very offended over something very small.
No, I'm saying that I think that if you reverse the roles, people would call that domestic abuse.
I threw a piece of candy at a ghost face.
No, we're not talking about the candy. Talk about the cardboard or whatever. Talk about something.
Because the candy counts.
The same as
that. That's why it makes it sound ridiculous.
Depends on the cardboard, too. It depends on if I'm throwing a piece of cardboard at you or am I throwing like a giant box.
You're telling me that she was the one streaming and he was the young one yelling at her and throwing shit at her, you would not call that domestic abuse.
No, not really. It depends on what he's throwing. If I throw something small and tiny, it doesn't hurt anyone. Fine.
No,
whatever.
But if
she gets up there and slaps the fuck out of that other dude, I'm still gonna be saying the same thing. Domestic abuse. The other one was just a bad relationship and a bad thing to do. It's not really abuse.
I think it is a form of abuse.
Okay, if a child came up to me, not my child, came up and punched me in the leg. Does she deserve assault charge?
Of violence?
He is a victim of violence. It's not a proportional thing, obviously. Like,
so that little kid should go get arrested as well.
No, because I think it's a kid. It's a difference. It's a minor. Now, if an 18-year-old hit me,
just came up and lightly punched you. Not even punched you. Just like bumped into you. Assault. It's battery.
No.
It fits the lines for assault and battery.
Yeah, but no, I think there's a statute for it having to be malicious. If you do it accidentally, you bump into
the
person.
Okay, he did it on you on purpose. Because bumped into him or
I think
reason.
A kid is different, right?
No, 18.
I'm walking on the street.
And 18, he should be arrested.
If I was walking on the street and some guy bumped me on...
Not malicious.
No, and if I'm walking on the street and he bumps me and he does it on purpose... Yeah. But he keeps going, and
let's
I keep going my
way. Like, let's say he's wearing a Lakers jersey, and the other guy's wearing like a Kings jersey, and he just sees him just as like a light brush on the shoulder.
Yeah.
You're just wearing two different, he's like, oh man, those Kings, you know?
Those Kings.
So she should be arrested for that.
And I mean, it's technically battery.
Yeah, but he shouldn't be arrested. Not for that. That's nothing. It's just a...
What do you want?
I think if you wanted to pursue it, you could prosecute him under battery.
Okay, this is what makes us a Sue happy world. Those little things.
I know, but then there's a question of, you know, like,
where do you draw
is it worth it? Is it not? And I think most people don't think that. The legal value out of that probably wouldn't even be worth it, right? And it's probably not even worth your time having to deal with that. So people mostly wouldn't do that. But if we have to have a certain standard, you can't just willy-nilly say, oh, he didn't hit him hard enough, so it doesn't really count as battery.
Depends on the hit. A slight bump or a tackle or whatever, depends, right? Throwing a cardboard box at someone, a little piece of paper, whatever it is, not equivalent to, I would say, punching, which is when it becomes abuse or
violence. I would say that's violence at that point. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're going to charge them both and take
abuse.
Away her kid. You're going to take away her kid
for
throwing
a
cardboard piece of paper.
Mom, I think.
You think she's a shitty mom? She'd be a wonderful mom. Just a shitty relationship with him, right? Yeah.
Well, I think that if
there's nothing in there showing that
I think
is a shitty
if
mom.
You are in a bad relationship, and you expose your child to that first of all, because remember the kid's there while she's doing all that abusive stuff. Then I think she's a bad mom exposing her child to that.
She's not exposing her child. The kid's just waiting at the dinner.
The kid's
then why
there.
Do people say that when he slapped her in front of the child?
Because he went up to her and still slapped her in front of the child.
You're right, but what I'm saying is they're both exposing their kid to something toxic. So
yeah.
I would say they're
both
bad parents.
One is a lot more toxic than the other. One small amount of toxicity is not equal to the large amount of toxicity. So just a tiny amount equals to get her
toxic.
Away.
Yeah.
Just a tiny amount of toxicity, bad behavior. I'm gonna say that one small amount of bad behavior is going to mean take the child away. My parents hit each other in the front I grew up. I saw it. Who cares?
It's a bad. Shit.
Yeah, it's a shit relationship. Yeah,
it but is. It, you shouldn't be.
Yeah, so I should have been taken away from my mom and my parents. No! Yeah. Grow up! It's just the world we live in. It's small.
It's not a good thing just to say. You're saying, you know what you're saying right now? You're saying shit happens.
Depends. A cardboard box is not equivalent to slapping. That's true.
Again, you're isolating that one case. I think the general trend is you see that this is a
but we can only isolate from one trait. We could only see events that happen in front of us.
Right.
And we don't see anything that she did, I would say, to be on the same level as him that warrants taking a kid away. But it doesn't matter if I compare it to him or not. Taking a kid away is fucking insane. That's a major punishment.
Family?
You don't know it was an abusive family. Did he hit the kid? It was out. Or it could have been just a bad moment.
Mm-hmm.
Throwing a cardboard box does not mean abusive family.
But, I mean, that is toxic regardless.
So what? So is everything. So there's going to be... I could say that you pushing certain values on your child is toxic, right?
No.
If I push... Say, if I raise my child as a racist person, mm-hmm. I want them to be racist, that's toxic. Should I take that parent away? That child away. Because it's toxic. It's not good for the kid.
It's not good for the kid.
Take him away.
No, I don't think that's really the case. Because that's just a matter of opinion.
Okay, wait, hang on. I think we, for the most part, raising a very race... Inserting racism. Specifically uh-huh. racism. Yeah. I want you to be racist. And teaching that to a child yeah. growing up is a toxic thing.
I would say that... I mean, it's toxic by like a moral standard. But I wouldn't say that's toxic by a... Like a legal standard.
Yeah, throwing cardboard box is not legal standard.
You're throwing something at someone. That's technically battery as well.
Same thing with a kid hitting my ankle or a guy accidentally punching me.
But a kid is subject to different laws than a person, another person. Again,
it's still assault though.
A kid does not get. I agree, but the kid does not get subject to the
17 years old. He knows exactly what he's doing. He punched me in the arm. Give me a dead arm. I didn't know him. But he gave me a dead arm.
He's assault.
He's a minor.
But he's going to get a lesser sentence. He's probably just going to get like community service or something. Yeah. But now you're even acknowledging. You agree with me that he should get.
No, he shouldn't get anything.
You don't think he should get anything?
If I was just. Okay. Yeah, I think this is a good example. If I was at a bar and then I was just watching a game and something good happens, the guy next to me is the same thing. He's on the same team as me, the Lakers won.
Sure.
And he's like, dude, that game with the Lakers was great.
That's not malicious. God. That's not malicious.
Did he punch me on
purpose?
Malicious. I would say that malicious is... I can interpret...
to
why
harm you.
Why can I not interpret that as malicious? She threw the box... Do you think she threw a cardboard box with the intent to harm him?
I think she had the... Yeah, I think she had the intention to hurt him. Yeah. I think
she threw a cardboard box.
Huh?
A piece of cardboard.
Right, well, I think she just grabbed what was ever close to her at the time. I think she had every intention to... She wanted to hit him so he would get up and leave. And get to dinner. Yes. I think that she was intending to... I'm not saying, like, gravely wound him or anything. But she had every intention to cause him some kind of physical harm. Yes.
If a guy punched me and did that same thing. Lakers thing.
He's not doing it intentionally to hurt you.
But it definitely is hurting me. Right? That is this. Sorry, Sean. I keep hitting you, but you're the closest man to me. Is this more harmful than a piece of cardboard throwing at Sean?
Again, I think that intent matters. I think intent matters that when you're doing something maliciously with the intent to harm the person versus just bro punch, just like, hey, what's up, bro? Then I think that's different. You're trying to.
Did she say that her intent was to harm him?
I don't even know what she really said, but I...
But what is her intent? How do you know what her intent is?
When she's screaming at you, it's already...
And throwing a piece of cardboard. Is my intent to harm you or just to get your attention?
Again, I think that if there was something heavier that she could have thrown, she would have thrown it.
You said she was in the office. There's a bunch of things in there. She was shuffling things around.
I don't see anything.
But you said that she's trying to break shit.
She was trying to break his computer. What, she's going to hit him with his computer?
Yeah. That's much more intent to harm. Then I would say, yes, she should be arrested as well. Because that, I could definitely see an intent to harm. The other one, I'm throwing a piece of cardboard at you. There's no intent to harm.
How would you want
to
get her arrested for?
I don't even know if arrest is warranted.
No, but so you said take away a kid. That's insane.
Or maybe just put her under...
Damn!
Supervision because she might be a threat to the kid. Again, I think maybe it's not. Okay, I'll even grant you that, you know, maybe it's an isolated case. Then at least there should be some kind of period that she's watched over. To make sure that she doesn't do this outside of this scenario. Tom, maybe
there's a video of a judge. He's a really cool judge, and he does like tickets and shit. And this one lady got a parking ticket, and she was allowed to park there from like 6 to 10.
Oh, I see this one.
Yeah. And she got her parking ticket at 10:01.
Right. Yeah, I know. I've seen it.
But she has broken the law. But the judge, he chooses to throw it out.
The judges can choose. Whoa, discretion.
Tom, she's late. And she's no matter what she's a late. Broke the law. She's a late person, yes, and she I know. Broke.
And then technically speaking, they would have every right.
So the judge should be wrong.
No, you can. Judges can perform discretionary sentencing, right? They can decide to waive it. So yeah, I mean, again, if the judge decided, you know what, this is I would say a case of domestic abuse, but obviously, and for all the reasons that Kelly stated, I'm going to waive it. Then that's fine. That's the judge's discretion. I don't think that's wrong. Just like I would say, if you say that, was that woman late to her and, you know, got a ticket? I would say, yeah, she should. It makes sense that she got the ticket. Does she deserve to get punished or whatever? Maybe yes, maybe no. But my point is that what frustrates me is that people try to remove all responsibility. She did nothing wrong. She did absolutely nothing wrong. And that frustrates me.
I don't think she did anything wrong legally still. I think she did wrong as in a bad relationship thing.
Right.
That's a conflict management thing. So there's a lot of wrong things she did there.
Right.
Yeah, it wasn't a de-escalation. It was definitely an escalation.
Yeah. It was provocation. It was, yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Nothing legally wrong in my mind.
And I would say something legally, yes. I would say legally, I would say
she
that.
She threw a cardboard box. It's a tiny one. Not big. That is not equal to.
It's like a over the size of his head at least. But
doesn't you matter. See, I mean, it's like that means like what, a foot?
You're trying to make it big? Small. You're trying to make it small.
Okay, even if it's this big, it still was a cardboard box, and it wasn't. It was aimed. I wouldn't say it was less aimed for harm, because I don't throw a cardboard box for harm. Yeah. I throw it for attention.
So you're saying that if and answer me this question: if she was the one streaming and he came in yelling at her and threw a box at her, you wouldn't call that domestic abuse?
I wouldn't. It depends on
you. Wouldn't have him charged at all.
I wouldn't think that much.
No. Okay. At least you're consistent about it. I would say yes.
Tom, what if?
And I would say a lot of people would agree. I would think a lot of people would call that domestic abuse.
Tom, what if she?
You know, there was
a box to get his attention.
No, she definitely had his attention because he was sitting there.
He wanted to watch Fortnite.
You watched the video. You watched the video. He said very frequently. He's like, "I'll be there in a minute. I'll be there in a minute. Stop." It's not like he was ignoring her. Okay, don't say that.
But you're still playing the game.
Yeah, of course, but he wasn't ignoring her, so it's not getting his attention. That's not appropriate. That's not a appropriate excuse.
I think maybe, like, after she's heard it so many times, and it's like a broken record.
Sure.
Where it's like, wow, you say this all the time, and last time you said it was a minute, but it was actually 10, and so on and so forth.
And maybe he was so tired that she kept screaming at him, and so he just decided to stop it. It doesn't excuse the action, right?
But now you're making a slap equivalent to her throwing cardboard.
But what I'm saying, I'm not equivalent, no. But I'm saying that they're both engaging in abuse, and then his escalated to violence. Right?
Yeah, his much is worse.
Yes,
much
of course.
That qualifies for straight up abuse.
And violence. And I would say both of them abused. Two things can be true at the same time. They can both be abusive, and he can just be violent.
Let's throw a cardboard box at you. You're gonna cry abuse. You gotta rethink your priorities a little bit, man.
I think you're trying to play the like because he's stronger because of all these things because it wasn't as harmful. It's not abuse. I think it's still abuse. Is it proportional? Absolutely not. I agree, but to say that it's not abuse at all, I think is a mistake. Because again, if I saw the opposite happening, I think a majority of people would agree that that would be abuse. If you flip the gender roles.
I also believe that if you are a dude, and this might sound sexist, but I think it's also true. If I throw a cardboard box, it depends on the size, at a girl, it depends on how her size, it's going to make a difference, right?
Mm-hmm.
Again, proportionality.
Right, but
he wasn't harmed by said cardboard box.
But then again, so there was this really good video that I saw one time where they had this fake couple, and they put them in a park, and they had the guy
first, and he was like grabbing the woman and like kind of like roughing her up and stuff. And you know, tons of people were coming up and telling him to stop, telling him that, you know, he was being abusive, he's being horrible, whatever. And then they flipped the role. And so then the girl's the one being abusive, roughing him up, slapping him, all that stuff. And no one stops her. They all just kind of people are laughing, right? So in my opinion, both are abuse. But just because one's a woman, one's not, people tend to give more leeway to the woman.
I'm just saying, if a girl, and I'm not talking about my girlfriend, yeah, she comes up to me and starts shaking me, it's not the same of me coming up to her and shaking her. I would be like, oh,
I agree,
fine.
And I'm, I
but
agree
you would say both are abuse, and I'm
absolutely
like,
both are abuse. Nah, absolutely,
it's not
both
that bad.
Abuse.
It's like
absolutely both are abuse. Just because, okay, if I have the intention on hurting you, and I try punching you, but I have a really weak punch, versus I have a really strong punch and I knock your shit out, in both cases I'm assaulting you. But are you saying because I have a weak punch and I didn't really hurt
you? If no one got hurt, I probably wouldn't care. If I didn't get hurt at all and you just like cloud punch in my face, just underwater three punches, I'd be like, all right, dude, okay, just gonna put you down,
so
get you to the side.
That's
let's
so
calm down. What's happening?
Then, because then you can't. Then everything is subjective, right? Like,
yeah, we have to take a look at it and see what is the level of proportionality. Otherwise, you live in this area where it is zero tolerance. Where if it does,
I think there should be a consistent standard. Is the idea? I think, yeah, in a sense, I don't agree with zero tolerance in schools in the sense that if both kids get into a fight, you throw them both out. But I think whoever attacks, no matter how much damage they do, they assaulted the person.
Yeah, but the rule states no fighting.
Yeah.
Defending myself is still fighting, right? Am I still acting in
and then
the
I think that's wrong.
Zero tolerance. They're both punished. Both
no, I think self-defense is legitimate. Yeah.
Yeah, but you're still fighting. The rule states no fighting.
Right.
Not a no assault battery.
Well,
no assault.
I think there's something
zero
wrong
tolerance
with the zero tolerance part of it. I should say there's, you know, if you start a fight, there's no tolerance.
Yeah, but isn't engaging in a fight and not just running away also supporting fighting? Sometimes you can't, but let's say you can, but you engage
then
in a fight.
Then I say that
instead.
You both start fighting, yeah. But if you're just trying
but
to defend yourself.
He comes up to me and tries punching me. And he hits me or he misses me, regardless of what it is. Let's say he hits you.
Mm-hmm.
And then I fight back. Should I get in trouble? Because I should have just
run away.
If you
have an exit, I would say you should exit. But you know what I mean? I don't think you should. But let's say you're stuck in a bathroom. You have no exit.
No, but in this example, what I'm saying is, do you punish both students?
Mm-hmm. Well, no. I think in self-defense, even in legal self-defense, if someone attacks you, if you have a way to escape and you don't take it and fight back, then that's actually you're considered to be an aggressor.
If someone punches me in a bar, I technically could run into the restroom or run out of there mm-hmm. somewhere.
Yeah.
But it's either going to be more difficult or I'm going to have to fight.
Yeah,
I think
it's more difficult, yeah.
Yeah. So should I be charged for fighting?
If you're able to, I mean, if you're trying to defend yourself to get out, then yes, that's fine. Then that's fine. But if you are, you're able to get away, the idea is, because what I learned in my course is that like, generally, if you're attacked, if you take more than like two or three strikes before and you have an exit, then you're at this point, you're engaging in the fight. But if, you know, if your exit's blocked, then you can keep going until you have an opening is the idea. So, yeah, there is a difference between self-defense and
but they're still fighting and still engaging. And I think that under your laws, you'll say both should be in trouble, right?
No.
Because the law is fighting. Don't fighting in the school. You're the principal.
Yeah.
They both fought.
Well,
one came up to the other one, saw on the camera, and started punching
the
other one.
Then as far as the law is written, yes, I think both of them should be thrown out. Do I agree with the law? No. But I think that you should apply the law equally and not just on a case-by-case basis like you want to do.
Yeah. Take it by case, because otherwise you fall into fall into zero tolerance policy and make stupid mistakes. No matter what, they broke the rules. Gotta let it happen. Gotta suspend. No matter what.
I'm saying again, I think the law is stupid, but I think the application of the law should be. And again, if the law is bad, you should change it, not administer it on a case by case basis. I think that's the mistake.
So in that case, you'll just punish both, but then change the law.
I guess in that case, yeah, I'd say yeah.
But the kids still got punished.
And
was there not?
Sucks, but then that's a bad law. Yeah.
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 So, the way this reminds me of is, Yeah, there was a kid, guy in Mississippi.
Mississippi. I heard about child, this. So
yeah,
child porn. Yeah, and
the
he got
law
out
was
some
fine.
Loophole. Yeah.
Yeah, he got out of the loophole.
Yeah.
And everyone's upset and everything like that. Mm-hmm. You would say that guy should be still running for
it's
it. I think
worst.
That's bullshit.
I think it's scum. I think it's horrible. But as the law is written.
That is bullshit.
I agree, but you can't just administer vigilante justice, Kelly. You can't do
that.
That's not how society
works. Vigilante
justice
would be me coming out and killing him myself.
No, but you're saying that the judge should administer vigilante
justice.
I think
because he found a loophole in the law,
right?
But what is the intent of the law? To stop child pornography.
Right.
He has child pornography.
Right.
Let's say that's a bad thing.
What was the loophole? Do you even know?
Huh? I forgot what the loophole. I think something about the age. Or something like that. Yeah, and he was like, I don't know, advisor or something like a health side. I don't know. It was weird. That was like 2 years ago.
Right.
But regardless, I think of this, if we're jumping in back and pulling it back to this case, the Twitch streamer, I do not think that she should have her child taken away.
That might be extreme. That's fine.
Fucking extreme.
Sure. I think that at the minimum, she should be there. The family situation should be looked at.
Yeah.
At minimum.
They're in the CBA system. Yes. Child Protective Agency.
Sure. That works for me.
That's good. But guess what? Yeah. It's going to take a long time for that.
But long as she doesn't get off scot-free. That's my one thing. That is my point. And what you are suggesting is she should get off scot-free.
I don't think she did anything legally wrong. I still don't think she did anything legally wrong.
And I disagree. That's where I completely disagree.
I think the child's in danger and they should be checked out anyways, but not because she is the one that is the abuser. I don't see an abuser. No. I see her throwing a piece of cardboard, trying to get his attention, trying to act out.
Don't say that. Yeah.
Why not?
Because she's not trying to get his attention. He clearly was engaging.
But if I was staring at a screen right now,
playing
a game, and I was just talking to you, do you not feel like my attention is split?
That doesn't matter. My attention, you do have my attention.
If I have 5% of, like Sean right now is sleeping. He has probably 2% of the attention of this podcast. He still has the podcast attention, right?
Right.
No, he is gone.
Well, I'd say he's at zero, basically.
No, he's at two. He's listening, right, Sean? Mm-hmm. Yeah, look at that. Nodding. Yeah.
So
he has
I
have
excuse
right
to punch. I have excuse to throw cardboard at him.
Yeah, we've done
right
it
now.
Before. Just
maliciously.
Like, Sean, wake up.
Hey, abuse.
Yeah, that's what you do.
Now chuck that as hard as you can at him. Then
that's
I would
a
say
that's
abuse.
That's different than cardboard blocks, Sean. I need a cardboard blocks. Sean, get over here.
I think at the end of the day, when you reverse the roles, a majority of people would agree that would be abuse. And the fact that you're not calling it abuse just because it's a woman means that you're not... I think you're being sexist, frankly.
Yeah. And sometimes I do think we have to be
sexist. It's okay to be sexist.
Sometimes.
And I don't agree.
Yeah, we do.
I mean, I agree. I do agree. But in this case, I think domestic abuse is not a case you should be sexist about.
I think we'd be sexist about a lot of things. Guys are much bigger, much stronger on a general tip.
Yeah, I think, I agree.
If she was a bodybuilder, roided out, and then slaps him, I think that's domestic abuse, even though it wasn't a punch. Because that is a difference.
I agree with the sense of proportionality. Again, let's say that they equally slapped each other. She slapped him and he slapped her. I would not say they should be equal sentencing.
That would be equal sentencing. If she slapped him and he slapped her and they were equal strength...
No, not equal strength. It's just, you know, let's say she's weaker. Because she's weaker. She's a woman, right?
If it doesn't do anything and just kind of brushed it off, I don't think it's a big deal. I think it's a problem.
You think it's fine if she slapped him maliciously with the intent to hurt him just that she wasn't strong enough to actually do damage.
Yeah.
You think it's fine.
Yeah.
You are... That's bad.
That's fine.
That's really bad.
That's fine because I'm not crying. I'd be there and I understand like this is not going to hurt me.
I bet you if you talk to a person who is suffering, a man who is suffering under domestic abuse, he would say that.
No, and he should be getting out of there. 100%. I do not think that she should stay.
Then why should he leave? He's not being abused. He's just being slapped.
But the relationship's still being toxic. Can I not say it's a toxic relationship without abuse?
It can be. I think that you're trying to excuse her abusive behavior.
He should still report it and definitely have evidence, right? I don't think a slap is equivalent to...
So what if he did a light slap on her? Like, he just walked over and lightly slapped her. Just like, hey, stop that. And didn't hurt her. It barely did any damage. Just a little red cheek.
If she's okay with it, then that's their relationship. That's fine. At the end of the day, he has to make that call.
What if he's not okay with him not being okay being slapped? It just didn't do damage.
He's just not okay with being thrown a little cardboard
box. No, I'm talking about the slap.
if he's okay with being
slapped, then it's fine.
No, if he's not okay with being slapped,
then he should.
But he did no damage. He's not hurt at all.
I think he should get out of that relationship.
So it's and fine though.
I don't think that you could bring that to court and be like, she slapped me once, and I want abuse. There's a difference, right? And didn't do anything. I have no medical history. I don't have medical problems. Nothing at all. No bruising.
So
no nothing.
He lightly slaps her, and she's not okay with it. Tries to take him to court. You don't think he should be charged with domestic abuse?
I don't think there's enough. I guess I don't think there's enough evidence, right? I think because if she has a bruise, then it's bad, right? You're gonna be like, yeah, that's domestic abuse.
Yeah.
If she doesn't have anything at all, mm-hmm. and just kind of like emotionally hurt,
well, this videotape was just say it's hurt. So you see the slap. It doesn't leave any scars, right? But you don't slap her enough to do any damage. But you did it maliciously. You had you had intention to do a harm. You just weren't strong. It's the weakest man in the world, right? And he tries slapping her. It just doesn't do much damage. But he does it maliciously, right? You don't think he should be charged with abuse.
She wants to, I guess, but I don't think she's going to win that battle.
See, I think that's dumb. I think they should both win that battle. I feel at least you're being consistent, which I'm happy about.
Stop with this logical consistency thing that you got from Steven Crowder.
What are you talking about?
You like to say logically consistent.
Yeah, well, because I think it's important. Consistent. I'm trying to give you credit. Just take it. No. Don't say anything kind of evil about it.
No, Sean, what do you think? I think we passed that 35-minute mark. Yeah. I think we're done.
Good night.
Good night, folks.
Thanks, Sean. You were a great help today. Yes, all right. See you guys tomorrow.